Hey everybody, and welcome to ReaperCast Episode 3, Reaper Ramblings. I'm Casey.
I'm Jared, and this episode will also be known as the Hiccup Episode. There will be uncontrollable laughter and hiccups, because I have the hiccups.
And I have uncontrollable laughter when he has the hiccups.
Did you notice that if you're like searching TV shows on like Internet Movie Database, everything has another title, whether it's a UK title, a Canadian title, so this will just be the Hiccup Show.
Yeah. I like it. Ooh.
The Hiccup Show, yeah.
The Hiccup and Voice Crack Show.
It's been a while since we've been on here. We didn't die. Came close.
No. We did?
No.
Oh, okay.
Trying to make it interesting. Gosh.
Well, I was wondering if I just didn't remember it because I was in a coma or something.
You were. Coma. Casey was in a coma. But we're back to talk Reaper. There's been a couple tidbits of news come out we'd like to talk about. It may be old news by now, and it mostly is, but there just hadn't been a whole lot to talk about. And we've been trying to situate our last time at college here. I'm interning.
Not mine. I gotta go another semester.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Oh, gosh. That's another story another time. You gotta stick it to the man.
I will stick. Okay. Off air. We shall talk about this off air. Let's go ahead.
Off air. But we're glad to be back with you, and we're excited about what Reaper, the possibilities that are ahead now for the show. But first, we're going to talk our news, ReaperCast news, and we have excitement happen this month.
Really, I'm overjoyed.
We got an email.
Let's all give like an ovation.
I know, we're real sad, but you know, we have
I
a
like
sad
emails.
Life, but we've been begging for the email.
I do not have a sad life, but I like emails.
Yeah, I like emails too. So, speaking of emails, we could use some more, but we did get our first email, and that's of just the most importance right now.
This could be the high point of the ReaperCast.
High point of ReaperCast so far, probably, yeah. We have an email from our friend Karen, who is head of the Reaper on CW group at MySpace, which she emailed us, wanting to help the show out, publicize just like what we're doing. We do this because we love the show.
However, she has 340 members.
She has a bunch of members on there. And if any of you are listening, we thank you so much. Please email us. But she emailed us just, she put us up on her group. I've got a link to her on our site, www.reapercast.blogspot.com. You can go over there to the Reaper website section. She's up there on top. And we were just thrilled to have her on board, kind of as a supporter.
Yes.
Because Reaper needs all the support can get right now.
And that's exactly what she said in her email.
Yes.
Our very first
so
email.
That's been super uplifting.
Yes.
It's wicked awesome.
I'm on the mountaintop.
On the mountaintop?
Yes.
Then we can't go any higher if you're on the mountaintop.
Well, I'm halfway up the mountain. Why you gotta be so
tall? What he's trying to say is he's high.
No, I'm not.
On life.
Yeah.
But the point is, We really appreciate the email, Karen, and thanks for the support. So, on to Reaper News, the meat of the show here.
Reaper News.
I'm going to go ahead and warn everybody. Today, there's not a whole lot to talk about, but we're going to talk about Reaper first, and then we have tangents. It's what we do. We'll probably end up talking about movies and whatever.
Isn't that a podcast?
That's a podcast.
The tangent.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Is
I don't know.
Yeah.
It should be if it is.
I think it is. Anyway. But point is, we're going to bring you the latest news we've got, really. We've all been wondering, when's Reaper on DVD coming out?
Is there an announcement?
It was supposed to be August at one time, maybe?
Yeah, I heard that.
Then you would think September, October. But now, according to TVshowsOnDVD.com, we have a release date.
Woohoo!
November 4th, Reaper will be released as a 5-DVD set with all 18 episodes, plus exclusive bonus material.
Commentaries?
Commentaries would be good. I love commentaries.
I do too, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
With Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sock.
And Sock.
We need Sock.
Sock would be great for a commentary.
You can't see her in the commentary, dude.
Yeah, but at the beginning, maybe.
No. Yes, commentaries, they just record it, man.
Well, still, her voice sounds sweet.
Okay. So, my take on commentaries while we're on DVDs news. There's nothing else released right now, but we're excited about that. But commentaries would be good. A blooper reel, you know they got one.
They
got
to have a gag reel with Sock.
Dude, yeah, the gag reel.
If they don't have a gag reel, that's just...
I believe every single show that puts out a DVD should have a gag reel.
Yes.
Smallville let me down the last, like, 5 million years.
Absolutely.
And I don't think there's one this season.
It should be a law that TV shows should have to put a gag reel on their DVD sets.
Yes.
It should be a law.
It should be.
Yeah.
But I love commentaries. I didn't, when I first started watching, when I discovered the DVD, 5 years after the rest of the world discovered it, when I was still watching my VHS.
Hey, don't feel bad. I don't even have TiVo yet. I've never even seen TiVo.
I lost mine when I moved out.
I don't have Diver.
You don't have a Diver?
No.
Yeah. So, point is, I find the first time I listened to a commentary was for Smallville, and I love them. So I hope they've got some on here, because this cast is great, and they're funny.
You know, the thing about a commentary is, you discover, you kind of get put on the inside track to the episode, because you discover some things that may have happened on set, or, you know, some quirky little things about the cast. I just said quirky.
Yeah. I think my hiccups are gone. That sucks.
Dang it.
I thought we were going to have a hiccup, but maybe they'll come back. They were bad right when we were trying to start this thing, but point is...
I know it took 3 times to start because I was laughing.
Yeah. DVD, November. That's huge. Maybe, now we'll talk about this in a minute, but maybe that date could be pushed up. It's a possibility.
If it comes out on in November, I want it for my birthday.
Your birthday?
Yes.
November?
Yes.
I thought your birthday was in January.
No, your birthday is in January.
Never mind. joking.
Hiccups playing with your brain there.
Yeah. Okay, another news, very old news at this point, but like I said, we haven't been on here a while. Season 2 casting. Reaper is going to have some new people coming on the show, looks like.
I'm excited about this.
2 new roles are being cast. First is for someone named Kristen.
This is going to be a good one.
It will be Sock's new stepsister. And why don't you fill them in?
And, well, it says here that she's quite attractive, which, as we know, the CW has a knack for getting, you know, attractive women on
she's
the show.
Probably Canadian.
It's fine with me. You know,
well, just every person and, they enroll is Canadian.
And she apparently doesn't wear much to sleep in. And, yeah. So, basically, she's very attractive. And she'll be playing a role on the show next season.
She tries to lead Sock on a little. That's kind of weird.
It is weird. Kind of cruel intention-y.
Okay.
Was that it?
Huh?
Was that the one where... Yeah, I think so.
Sure.
The movie?
I don't know what you're talking about. I lost you.
Never mind.
Other thing they're casting for is Nina. She's going to be a demon. She's in a relationship with Ben.
Ben has no luck whatsoever. Well, yes he does. It's bad.
Bad luck. He's a whipping boy.
It's terrible.
I know. So, we're going to have some new roles. That'll be exciting. New life for the show. Not that it needed it. It's been awesome.
Yes, it does. They took it off.
Yeah. CW's not all there.
Don't like the CW. Yeah. Which we'll get to later on.
Yeah.
Well, we do like the CW to a certain extent, but beyond that certain extent, which is Reaper and Smallville.
And Supernatural.
And
the new 90210.
Was that sarcasm? I think it was.
Could have been, but you gotta give it a chance.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna give it much of a chance, but...
I saw the preview.
Yeah, they try to appeal to my inner guy.
Yeah, I don't know if it did or not. But anyway, back to Reaper.
Point is, that news brought to you courtesy of Reaper Site. Now the next little bit of news from Reaper News, which we have some bad news. News. Good news, bad news. It appears Reaper News, where we've gotten a lot of our news information, will be shutting down.
Bless their hearts.
they've been, I've gotten so much news, I'm disappointed to see it go.
They should move to Blogger.
Yes, they move somewhere. But,
please?
Yeah. We appreciate all the help that site's given, just as far as keeping things updated. They've
and
been great.
Posting those nice pictures of Andy you just scrolled right past.
Yeah, yeah. We know.
Go ahead.
Can you keep this, like, on mature level?
I am.
Okay. Reaper could return as early as October 2008. This headline caught my eye, and I was excited to see about it. But, we've got, you know, no official date yet. But the Los Angeles, or the Detroit News, reported that the future of Reaper was looking dim, but now, thanks to the fans, you know, the sock campaign from Cocoon.com, all those wonderful things have helped. So, we've got good news. If something gets canned,
which
some of
we'll
these
get
new
to later
shows,
on.
We're going to talk about these new shows.
We have suggestions for canning shows.
Yes, that's mainly what we want to talk about today. Is what can we can to get Reaper back on earlier? Ray Wise has said jokingly in an interview, but that's also serious to a point, that if something gets canceled, you know, Reaper could be back as early as October.
That'd be nice. Some nice Reaper there.
And then
just in time for Halloween, even.
Yeah. And president of the entertainment at CW confirmed that by saying that, you know, while Reaper is scheduled for midseason, it could come back before then.
Cool.
CW has a great history of getting shows canceled. Well, at least one show canceled in the first month.
I still have not figured out how they were going to bring Reaper back midseason.
No, that's something that confuses even me. And now
it must be really.
And I've got a theory now. I got some new stuff.
Well, let's save it for later. Are we done with news?
Kind of. We're pretty much done with news.
Well,
here.
All right. Well, fine. Goodbye, Reaper News, and please move to Blogger so we can keep accessing your site.
Yes, you've been good to us.
Yes,
but
we love you.
Keeping with this whole theme of Reaper could come back, and if it doesn't, it comes back mid-season. This is weird. This coming week, Tuesday night's going to be Smallville.
Tuesday?
Followed by a Reaper.
Oh, it must be yeah.
Now, is this kind of a test run going back to Tuesdays?
I don't know. That'd be weird. Although, you know, some Thursday night football. We could watch Thursday night football if Smallville went back to Tuesday.
I don't think it will, but they may be trying to move it to Tuesday.
I don't know.
And move Reaper to Thursdays with Supernatural. I like the Supernatural Smallville kind of deal. But,
yeah.
But anyway, that we got to work
it out.
Don't we
know already that, you know, Reaper will probably be paired with Supernatural once Smallville. But now I heard, I read somewhere that there could possibly be a ninth season.
I've heard that too.
So, I don't know what they'll do if that happens, but.
And I would love that.
Yes, I would. But I would also love to see Reaper like now. Because I miss it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not so bad with Smallville because I know when they're coming back. I mean, you know.
Can I get a schedule?
And plus, that cliffhanger was so good, the last season's cliffhanger, that I'm still just like, what are they going to do? You know?
Exactly. Leaving us hanging. Which is what every good show does. They leave you hanging.
Yes, it was an awesome cliffhanger, but, you know, it's been too long since. They need to resolve this.
You have turmoil every cliffhanger. It doesn't matter what it is. You're turmoil.
I love that cliffhanger, but I just want to see
where
they're
going.
That's a first. I just want to see where they're going to take it.
You always hate cliffhangers. You hate them.
No, I did not hate that cliffhanger.
It's an exception.
Because that cliffhanger was necessary and great.
Okay. You want to talk about some of this fall schedule and see what we can now?
Yeah, let's.
Alright, people, the goal is we need to can a show, which means you need to kill somebody's career, essentially.
Not true.
They'll find other work.
Kill that chapter of their career.
I mean, these actors, they're attractive people. They'll find something to do with their lives. It's not like me and Casey in Podunk, Alabama, which I love where we live, by the way.
Yes.
It's glorious. But you know what I mean. So, let's get down to, let's see, what do we got Mondays? Gossip Girl in season 2. A show that did not perform as well as Reaper, but somehow got the pickup to get that female demographic in, rating-wise.
They've got 9 lives. I've already decided. They're like a cat.
I agree. And if you're a fan of the show, you know, good for you.
We apologize.
And
we wonder why.
I've watched it a few times. It's not terrible TV. It's just not great. It just doesn't appeal to me that it's not my lifestyle.
I must admit, I've never watched it. I don't need to be dogging it without, you know, watching it first. However, I've watched the previews and that was enough.
I guess I can watch almost anything.
But the reason you hit the nail on the head there a minute ago, the reason I don't think that I'd like it if I were to watch it is because it's just so far removed from my lifestyle to where, you know.
I think it's based out of New York, maybe.
Yeah, plus.
We're in rural Alabama.
Which I like.
I love. Yes. I'm an agriculture teacher.
But we also love New York. But we just, I've met like 2 people from New York.
As a Red Sox fan, I digress. I don't like the people of New York.
I don't like the Yankees.
You're entitled to your team. And
I don't like the Yankees because I like either. The Braves. But they suck.
You said you don't like the Yankees because you like the Braves. Wouldn't you not like the Mets?
I don't like the Mets either.
I'm not a fan of your sports teams, New York people, but don't hold that against me.
Anyway, we love people from New York. I'm just saying that, you know, I can't relate well enough to that type of lifestyle to watch that show.
I'm going to be honest, I don't think they're going to cancel it. So
I don't either. That's
moving on.
That's a. This needs
Monday
to,
at 8. This is a this good is already, one that could be canned.
This has already died once. It resurrected.
One Tree Hill.
Like a.
If you're a fan, once again, we're sorry, but I've watched it and it doesn't do anything for me.
Once again, I have not watched it and it doesn't do anything for me.
I watched one episode.
I did watch it because it had the dude from the Torkelsons in it. Lee Norris. Yeah, I used to watch that when I was little.
I remember. Who is it?
Lee Norris.
The Minkus?
Yes, and Minkus. Yeah.
Dude, he's Minkus.
But he was also from the Torkelsons.
I know, but he was Minkus to me.
But I watched that because of him, and he did good. But yeah. I just, once again.
Right. One Tree Hill, this is a show that's probably seen the last of its.
That's a canner.
I say that's a prime thing you can.
Yeah.
What season are they going into? 7 or 8?
I don't know, but I just know it's already. Wasn't it already canceled once?
I thought it was, and they brought it back. CW has a habit of dragging things out longer
like
than they need to be done.
Show CPR or something.
However, Smallville, they can drag out as long as they would like. And I'm sure you One Tree Hill fans are like, drag it out, but for our sake.
I can relate to Smallville, though.
I can. It's Clark Kent. He's a farmer.
Well, everybody relates to Superman.
Yeah. Truth, yeah. Justice, American way.
Plus the farm aspect, you know.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So One Tree Hill, I think, be a prime candidate for flopping. And this would be good. Because, look, we cancel One Tree Hill. Cue to the next show, 90210, on Tuesdays, which could be moved to Mondays.
Yes.
And it would go great with Gossip Girl.
You've thought this over, have you?
It just came to me. I'm not going to lie.
It would. It, freaking it does genius, seem, dude. Now, I have not seen anything but the preview, which I just saw today, by the way. And it does seem to be along the same lines.
I saw Uncle Jesse's wife. And these people from Full House. There's people from all kinds of shows.
Have they got Tori Spelling yet?
No. She's holding out. I read in Entertainment Weekly because of money.
I know, because.
But they got the other 2 girls.
That's ridiculous, though, that they're not paying her the same.
How do you know all this?
Because I watched E! News, okay?
Okay.
I watched it.
Okay.
Yeah. And they should just pay her the same and get it over with. If they want it to be successful, which they do, they should just pay her and get her back.
Okay. Well, this is the new 90210, though, Casey. The new.
Yes, I know, but. They're obviously trying to get some of
the core. I haven't watched the old 90210.
They're obviously trying to get some of the core nucleus of the old 90210 cast to return.
That's fine. My point is, it can go to Monday.
Yeah.
It would fit great with Gossip Girl.
Moving to Monday.
They're not going to want to cancel that. And you can watch that. And I'll give you all permission, Reaper fans, just because.
We got to give it a chance.
What's that girl's name? that played Katie on the show, Jessica Stroop?
Jessica Stroop, yes.
Yes, you can watch it for her, because she was on Reaper.
This has a link to Reaper, so...
So we'll forgive you.
It needs to... Well, really, I'm not ready to make a judgment on that yet.
I'm not. Haven't given it a fair shake. So move it to Mondays, drop the One Tree Hill. This next show, Privileged, which is about a girl that she's really smart. She goes into this house with these two girls who are rich, kind of like them Hilton girls.
Yeah.
And she's supposed to tutor them. Now this girl, that plays the smart girl,
I got a kid.
Cheyenne from Reba.
Yeah. She looks better with brown hair. But I got
what?
A question.
She looks better with brown hair.
I mean blonde hair. But I got a question.
Where's Van?
That's
my question.
That was another question that now I forgot my question. Thank you.
Casey.
I'm done. Go ahead.
No.
No, I've forgotten it.
Well, it'll come back to you.
Yeah.
This show has potential to be more than just a little, I don't know, but then again, it has the other potential to flop.
My question is, has returned. Anyway, wasn't this, you know, kind of like the premise for Justin Hartley's show, his pilot, The Golden Hour? Or,
Austin City, yeah. Something.
Wasn't about rich people and...
Yeah, rich people. This could go either way. And if it flops, hey, Reaper's time slot's back open.
That's Tuesday at 9, 8 Central.
And I'm fine with that. But I'd rather them go ahead and kill One Tree Hill, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I think it's run its course. And people may say that about Smallville.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Which, you know... Small
You're
deal.
Entitled to your opinion.
Yeah.
We're entitled to ours. Yeah. Entired.
They should really kill this next show, I think. I'm so tired of it.
Yes. But Privileged, I'll give it a watch because I like Reba. Being a country music fan, I watched Reba.
Reba was just hilarious.
Reba's funny. I watched
Whether you're a country music fan or not, that was hilarious.
So, I'll give it a try.
My sister made me miss that 70s show today for Reba. And
all right, next Wednesday's America's Next Top Model, Tyra.
Look at that hair.
Looks like Medusa right here. And I just, this something, once again, doesn't apply to me. Models to me just don't do much for me.
Well, I like to look at them, but I can only take so much because I know that
models on this show scare me a little.
Yeah. I know that I just will never, ever come across one. But
I don't see this show going anywhere, as it is like the top viewer for CW's network is America's Next Top Model.
Which, you know.
It's,
it's like the American Idol of modeling. Yeah.
I guess so. You know, Smallville's the number one scripted show. America's Next Top Model's their number one show overall.
Yeah.
So, we can just move on. It's probably not
That's
going anywhere.
That's not going anywhere. That's a stare.
But Stylista?
What is that?
I don't know the premise behind this one. Let's find out.
I think it's like a fashion
design. It's a fashion design, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, it goes along well with America's Next Top Model, I guess. But, it doesn't do anything for me once again.
Well, I just don't see that going anywhere. Cause like
There's
said,
too many other shows like it.
Well, yeah, that's true. But it does go with...
What else goes with America's Top Model as good as that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're obviously trying to pair up, you know, like
and
shows.
And apparently Reaper had no spot, it would seem.
There it is.
So, we've got that. That could very well flop. I hope it does.
I do too. That'd be two. The can counter is at two right now.
And it could be at three.
Could be, but I just don't think
Privileged
so.
Could be.
Yeah.
One Tree Hill. Stylista, however you say it.
Well, the
my
can
Southern
counter,
drawl.
I'm going to put the can counter at two right now.
Okay, two.
Because,
moving on.
Because we haven't watched Privilege.
Right. But you got to go and say a lot of these new shows are going to be more likely to get canned for an old show.
See, Life is Wild. Yeah. That was
See,
deservedly.
One Tree Hill will probably get its run.
Yeah.
It'll probably get its last season in or... They
yeah.
might drag
Which is, you know...
Thursdays we don't touch because they are glorious.
Leave... Memo to the CW. Leave them alone.
Smallville, Supernatural. We're good.
That goes like bread and butter.
Yes. And it's two of your better shows that are doing ratings-wise. Smallville going to the eighth season. I'm stoked about it.
I am too.
Gosh.
And you know why? It's because of that picture right there.
Yeah.
And it's not because of how the picture looks. It's because of where the show is headed.
Right. We're excited about Smallville. If you're a Smallville fan, it's heading in a great direction this season. If you don't watch it, catch up and start. It's potentially what could be the last season. And it wouldn't hurt my feelings if it is, because it's ran such a great line. I don't want them to run it in the ground.
As long as they end it properly, which I believe they will, because these people that are the new showrunners after, you know, the old ones left, they've been with the show for most of its run, if not all.
Yep.
And I think they would end it right. So
if they want to go 9 seasons, I'm all for that.
I wish Supernatural.
It'll prolong my tears.
Yeah.
Because I will cry.
Well, you know.
Supernatural's coming back, 4th season. It's been said they're going to go 5 seasons and be done. So.
I'll be disappointed if that happens.
I will too, but I'm excited to have it back. I love that show.
I'm thinking they could at least get 7 out.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Supernatural will be back.
Don't touch Thursday night, CW.
Fridays is geared more to half-hour shows. No, it's an hour show. What is Everybody Hates Chris? That's half hour, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Anyway, Friday's kind of their comedy night, and Reaper wouldn't fit well on a Friday.
No.
But if they want to cancel something, no, they're all 30 minutes on Friday.
Yeah.
And then they replay America's Next Top Model.
Which they could...
They could give that slot to Reaper.
Yeah, but once again, Reaper doesn't fit on Friday.
No, but they could give it to it anyway.
But we need to shuffle some shows around. Like you said, move shows to Monday and make room for Reaper.
Right. And then we have, at the end of this fall preview, Reaper returning soon. We hopefully very soon.
Yes. That means... They don't know where it's returning or when it's returning.
That means, fans, let's can something. Let's help out. Don't watch these new shows. Well, you can give them a try.
Yes, but if you don't like them, stop watching them.
If you like them, watch them. But if you don't, discourage everyone from watching it.
Let's go over again how we want to, you know, move around the lineup so that Reaper can have a spot.
All right, Gossip Girl, it's not going anywhere.
That will stay.
One Tree Hill, You Need to Die.
One Tree Hill should be canned.
Should be canned, so...
But it may get it to run out.
Yeah.
Just
but if it gets canned, 90210 on Tuesday can go to Monday, leaving a slot for Reaper, followed by Privileged, America's Next Top Model, I Hope You Go Somewhere. Smallville, Supernatural is a mainstay, then Friday's Comedy Night, but if nothing else, let's drop that encore of America's Next Top Model and put Reaper in there.
Yeah.
So, that would be a good idea to me.
Yes, all except for the whole, you know, moving Reaper to Tuesday with Privileged. That wouldn't go along with the whole, you know, fit puzzle piece thing.
But Tuesdays never go together.
But if it's...
It's normally Beauty and the Geek and
that's
Reaper
true.
Or the Pussycat Dolls Girlicious.
If it's the only, you know, option, then I agree that. By the way, I'm sad that Beauty and the Geek's not coming back.
Is it not coming back?
I don't think so.
It may be back next year. You can't ever tell.
I'm sad. That was kind of a funny show to watch.
So, that is our suggestion to the CW. And to you viewers, help us out with this. Because we want Reaper back soon. We want to get more than 13 episodes. If it comes back in October, they can go a full season. Which... think we as fans deserve.
Yes. And that makes for a longer gag reel and more commentaries on the DVD set.
Absolutely. So, I'm excited about the fall TV. I've got a bunch of new shows I'm going to pick up and watch on other networks. Anything you're really excited about?
I'm really excited about Smallville.
Well, yeah.
And
obviously.
Also football.
Football.
And also...
We're big college football fans in the South.
There's
even
a,
pro fantasy football consumes our lives now.
There's a new show on ABC Family called The Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Casey loves it.
And
I haven't
watched
it
yet.
Yes, I do.
I must admit. And I started watching it because John Snyder...
Which is the reason I started watching Smallville.
He plays the daddy on... Or one of the girls' daddy on the show. Not the girl that's pregnant, but another girl.
I thought he played the pregnant girl's dad.
No.
Okay.
But anyway, catch up. It's on YouTube. Well, was that... You know, it is on YouTube.
You said it was.
And yeah,
watching on there.
Yeah, I did. And but it's a good show, and it's worth your time. Although the last 2 weeks, you know.
Yeah.
There's a good suggestion if you're bored and don't have any TV to watch while Reaper's off the air.
Things I'm excited about: Monday's Heroes. Just started watching it. Haven't seen season 2. I heard it wasn't as good as season 1. But it comes out this next week. I'm going to watch it. Season 3 is supposed to be awesome.
Mondays for me, Monday Night Football.
You watch football? I got Stat Tracker for my fantasy stuff, so I'm not worried about it. I'm going to watch How I Met Your Mother again. You ever watch that?
It's good. Yes, it's pretty good.
And I'm going to watch The Big Bang Theory.
I love The Big Bang Theory.
I'm going to catch up on this first season and try that out.
Did you get the DVDs?
I'm going to.
Dude,
in
when
fact,
you do,
I might leave here and go get them.
When you do, we got to watch them.
We might go get them tonight.
Let's go get them.
Okay. Tuesdays, we're hoping to read real feedback. Otherwise, I have nothing to watch.
Tuesdays.
I don't think.
Tuesdays.
I wonder when Scrubs will be back.
Ooh.
November?
That's what you said the other night.
That's what I hope. ABC's got it now?
Yes.
So. They don't have it listed yet on the website.
Scrubs, great show. I'm sure most
TV
of you know.
TV Land's picking it up.
TV Land's picking
TV Land is picking up Scrubs.
TV Land knows TV.
Right. So Wednesday, I got nothing. That's church.
Wednesday,
nights.
I got church.
Yeah.
We don't watch TV on church nights. We go to church and eat.
Yeah, and it takes forever. And then
if
you're me, you're in bed by 10 because you got to get up and teach the next day.
Speaking of that, we got to teach Sunday school.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
But anyway.
We got to talk another story.
Sorry about our tangents.
We may update y'all on our Sunday school teaching sometimes, but or we may just not.
We talk about everything.
Yeah.
Thursday, Smallville Supernatural. If
everybody knows.
Might be back now.
And then catch up on
Friday's,
Thursday night football on SportsCenter.
Friday's movie night or rock band night or something around here.
Dude, I rock on rock band.
Yeah, you do.
I rock.
So, I'm excited about the new TV schedule. Excited about Reaper going to potentially be back early. Give us something to do on here. Cause
you know,
it's hard getting on here with nothing to talk
I'm
about.
I'm just on pins and needles waiting for Reaper's arrival because I'm so excited about this direction this season could go. And I hope I'm not disappointed. Which I don't think I will be.
I don't think you will be
but,
either.
But I'm so excited.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything else?
No, yeah. I just wanted to get it back to Reaper.
That's what we're supposed to be doing.
We had digressed.
Okay. Check our website at www.reapercast.blogspot.com. And please drop us an email. I don't care if it's about Reaper or not. Just drop us an email at mail@reapercast.com.
We got this cool little button on our website, but it's not a button.
Yeah. Go subscribe to us on iTunes.
I tried to click on it today. It didn't work, and I was disappointed. But
yeah, the button doesn't work, but there's a link up there or something.
The iTunes button works, doesn't it?
Okay, the iTunes button works, I know, but the Reaper, I've got it listed, the email, so just email us there. We'd really appreciate it. We'll read it on there. We'll talk about it. Might even have you on the show if you want to be on with us.
Yeah.
We're up for anything. You know, so... check us out, drop us an email, leave us a comment on the website, stuff like that. It makes this a whole lot better for us. And just let us know what you think. But thanks for listening this episode. We'll try to get another one out in a month or so probably, because there's just not much going on right now. When fall season picks up, we'll have some more news, we hope.
And I hope it's good news.
Yeah, so.
Such as like 22 episodes news.
Keep your fingers crossed. We'll be good to go.
Yeah.
But thanks for listening, everybody.
See y'all.
Now we're going to leave you with a little music, our motto for Reaper.